I think they are correct because people of South Sudan have been on this situation for quite some time now. The ruling elite in South Sudan has forgotten that the country belongs to the masses, and the Troika and other missions that have released a statement, I think, are really on point. There is no need, even if we give the current elite in South Sudan 100 years, they will still kick the can down the road. So the extension is an insult and also extending the suffering and delay the justice and democracy in the country because they have been on this since 2015. So it's another way that they find ruling South Sudan without really putting the country on the path of democracy.
There's a sentence in the statement where it says, "We expect the government of South Sudan to come forward with a credible and transparent plan as to how these will be financed." What do you think they are saying?
Well, they are saying that you have to provide a clear roadmap so that those who are, they have done this in 2018 when they had the revitalized agreement, that they say they will get it done within the time frame that was put forth. Now, they did not provide how are they going to do it. If you are going to provide a plan by saying that by a certain date, there are expectations that are attached to those timelines. And the current elites in South Sudan, especially the SPLM faction, both in the government and also, I would say, this is one party that is fighting itself, that have hijacked the entire country. So if you don't have the resources, even if you keep extending it, you still you are just postponing the inevitable, the collapse of the state. So what they are saying, in my understanding, is that you did this now, this is the third time that they have done it, or the fourth time. Because in 2015, there was an agreement. By 2016, they went over and fighting among themselves. And then by 2018, they revitalized it. And then they came up with this big government.
You think that these diplomatic missions are telling the South Sudan government that they must get ready to pay for this extension?
Yes. Not only that, you know, the world is actually the one that has been paid, supporting the South Sudanese. I would say a large majority, both in the country and outside, relying on UNAID agents. And these guys, they keep kicking and postponing by admitting that they have failed and actually giving back power to the people to be able to establish a path to get out of this current mess that they have created. So even if they say that, yes, we're going to extend it for another 24 months, which they did, where they came up with a roadmap, that roadmap has now elapsed. They have not done a thing. So you have only a certain percentage, or less than 50% has been implemented. You can give them 100 years and they will not even implement regardless. But they have money for things that they do. Because it's not that South Sudan do not have money. The money is there, but the elite have captured the state. These are just individuals that want to extend themselves and want to stay in power. And they are comfortable.